我哋嘅正道咧，將會係用英文啊，同埋國語嘅翻譯喺台上。請問有邊位係講廣東話嘅？你需要耳機嘅，請你舉一舉手。有冇邊位係聽唔到國語？係唔有冇？太好啦！我哋每個人嘅方言都唔錯。好，以下係神嘅話語。今日经文是记载在以西结书十八章三十至三十二节，所以主耶和华说：以色列家啊，我必接你们各人所行的审判你们，你们当回头离开所犯的一切罪过，这样罪孽必不使你们败亡。你们要将所犯的一切罪过进行抛弃，自造一个新心和新灵。以色列家啊，你们何必死亡呢？主耶和华说：我不喜悦那死人之死，所以你们当回头而存活。今日好高兴有周炎主任为我哋正道。今日正道嘅题目系回转得生。
Good morning.
大家早。
Morning. Recently, I went to a retreat. I was invited to a retreat at a Korean church.
那最近周主任被这一个韩国教会去邀请去参加他们的一个退休会。
And one of the evenings, they had a really long prayer night.
那有一天晚上呢，他们有一个整晚很长的一个祷告。
And so basically, the pastor he asked everyone to find a few people to pray together.
那牧师就邀请每一个人呢，去跟几个人一块祷告。
He asked the pastors to pray for people if they come up and need prayer.
那牧师也在前面，如果有人有需要祷告的话，到前面牧师替他们祷告。
And then he asked all the guys and the girls to get in a circle and hug each other and pray at the same time.
那也让所有的弟兄跟贵弟兄姐妹跟贵姐妹，他们就到分开来，他们就彼此拥抱，而且彼此祷告。
There was a lot of hugging and sweating and crying.
所以在当场我们就看到很多的彼此拥抱，很多流汗啊，然后彼此流泪。
And so I like to only just shake hands, really.
周主任他只想握手。
I think I don't like touching people because I just don't want the youth keep touching me.
他不喜欢跟别人有更亲密的动作，因为他不希望年轻人，我们的青少年这样子对他。
So then the pastor said, "Okay, now let's get in a big circle. Everyone all hug and pray and cry."
站在韩国教会的牧师就说：“好，那我们现在所有人就围成一圈，我们大家一起拥抱。”
Yeah. So all that is to say, I think that was just a wonderful picture of a community praying together.
那不过我在那里看到，就是这是一个很好的一个图画，就是我们整个基督徒的这个我们这个社区社团，我们一块儿一起祷告。
To have these brothers and sisters forget anything awkward and just come together to pray.
弟兄姐妹就忘掉说任何让他们觉得很尴尬的事，他们就在一块儿一起祷告。
And I hope that as our church we continue to do things like life group together.
我希望我们教会，我们一起来做生命小组的这些活动的时候。
Okay, maybe we don't have to get in a circle and cry and pray every week.
我们也许不需要每个礼拜，我们大家围成一圈，一起哭，一起拥抱。
But we would have that closeness and connection with each other.
但是我希望我们大家可以彼此有这个亲密感。
And ultimately, it brings us closer and connected to God.
那我们也希望借此我们彼此的亲密，我们也可以一起来到神面前，跟神亲密。
Speaking of life groups, how's everyone's Bible daily devotional doing?
那提到这生命小组，大家每天的灵修生活怎么样呢？
You know, I ask the youth that every Friday.
周主任每个礼拜五就问我们的教会的青少年。
And you're supposed to do one every day, at least you know, at least 5 out of the 7 days.
我们教会是鼓励大家每天可以读一段经文，至少一个礼拜读五节经文。
So in their mind, they think, okay, I have to do 5.
那在这些青少年呢，他们心里面就说，哦，我需要去读五段经文。
So Friday morning, they do 5.
所以他们就到了星期五早上，一次把五节读完。
So what happened from Monday to Thursday?
那所以礼拜一到礼拜四呢？
I don't know, I forgot. So I just did 5.
就忘记了。
So all is to say, I hope the importance is not to do 5.
所以希望大家记得是重要的不是去读五节经文
But to have a discipline to read God's word every day and spend time with him
而是我们每天有这个养成这个习惯每天来亲近神每天来读神的话
And I know sometimes we are supposed to highlight things that stick out to us
那当然我们应该是在每天有机会的时候就看神有什么地方神特别来对我们说话的。
When I read the Bible, a lot of times I think, oh, what a great reminder, God loves me.
有时候我在读经的时候，我就想，哇，这个神真的用这个经文来提醒我，多好。
Or this is nice, stop being a sinner, okay.
或者说啊，这是很好，或者是说，好，你不要再犯罪了。
Or okay, good, Jesus is Lord.
或者是有时候读到一些经文说，哦，好吧，那个耶稣是神。
And so it's not supposed to be where every day we discover brand new truths or brand new things to know about God.
So we 可能不会每一天都发现一些新的东西是我们过去不知道的。
But I hope today I can share with you something I really think God revealed to me through one of my devotionals.
那不，我希望今天呢，我能够借着这段经文，那来跟大家分享神借着这个经文所对我说的话。
And it's important to remember these truths of God's word for us in our lives.
那在我们生命当中，我们明白是清楚知道神的真理是很重要的。
So today's sermon is called Turn and Live.
今天的正道的题目是回转得生。
And I hope that we can understand and appreciate the answer to two important questions.
希望能够我们很清楚的知道有两点，而且知道他们的答案。
So the first question is, well, what is repentance?
第一个就是什么是悔改。
We might have like a very basic understanding of what repentance is.
我们可能有一个对于悔改有一个很基本的认识。
Maybe we have a simpler understanding.
也许我们有一个很简单。
Yeah, so maybe we think, oh, just don't do bad things.
很简单的一个认识就是哦，不要做坏事。
You should join the youth group. I'll teach you better.
你可能来参加我们青少年团契，我会教你。
Maybe we think, oh, maybe you have a better understanding. Repentance is turning away, right?
也许你对于这个字有一些比较清楚的了解，就是哦，这个意思是回转。
So whatever you might understand repentance, I hope we can all have a biblical understanding of it.
不管你过去对悔改有什么认识，我希望你对于今天能够对于圣经所教导我们的悔改有一个清楚的认识。
And the second question I hope we can understand the answer to is, well, why do I need to repent?
第二个问题，我希望能够今天能够找到答案的是，我为什么需要悔改？
And again, there is a biblical answer to that question.
那圣经里面对于这个也有一个答案。
And it might surprise you today. It surprised me when I was doing my devotional.
在我不知道今天这两点有对你有没有你会不会觉得很惊讶？那不过在周主任在他自己亲近神的时候，这两点其实对他来讲是一个很惊讶的事。
That was a lot longer than I thought it would be, but that's okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to look through the chapter in Ezekiel chapter 18.
那我们今天要看以西结书第十八章。
And so have your Bibles open. We're going to go through the whole chapter, but I won't read each and every single verse.
我们会看整个十八章，不，我们不会每一节都读。
But
I
want to challenge you after the sermon later on in the evening to read chapter 18 for yourself verse by verse again.
那不，我希望我给你一个挑战是今天，也许是吃完饭之后或者晚上，你找个时间把这十八章从头读到尾。
Yeah. So, I'll just apologize ahead of time. We're going to go very quickly through all of 18.
那很抱歉，因为我们等会会走得很快。
Okay, so right off the bat, Ezekiel says to God's people,
一开始就是以西结对于神的子民这么说。
He says, what do you mean by repeating this proverb concerning the land of Israel? The fathers have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge.
就是耶和华的话临到我说，你们在以色列地怎么用这俗话说父亲吃了酸葡萄，儿子的牙酸倒了呢？
And so there is this phrase or proverb that God's people would like to say to themselves.
那在这个时候，有时候有一些箴言，或者是有一些话，那神的子民想对他们自己说。
So to give the literal example, imagine if you ate a really sour grape or a lemon.
那大家思想一下，如果你吃一个很酸的一个柠檬或者是一个葡萄
，and maybe your teeth are like, you get that feeling, it's like ah, very sour.
那你的那个牙齿会觉得就是很酸。
Yeah.
酸倒。
So what's happening is basically a group of people, the fathers, they'll eat the sour grapes and have nothing happen to them.
这边讲的是有一些父亲他吃了这酸葡萄，可是对他们一点事都没。
But their children, suddenly their teeth are all like very sour feeling. They're set on edge.
反而是他们孩子们觉得牙齿很酸。
And so what does that really translate to? What is he really saying? What are they saying?
所以这边到底在讲什么？
Basically, the fathers, they've done sins against God, sour grapes, done something sinful against God.
所以父亲吃了酸葡萄就是这些父亲们他们犯罪违背了神。
And the people who suffer for that is the next generation, their children will suffer for it.
但是受到这些不好的事情反而是他们的孩子们,反而是下一个
So God's people feel like, man, it doesn't matter what I do right now. Because these people in the past did something wrong against God. But now my generation is the one who has to suffer for their mistake. And how is that fair, God? So God hears their complaint because they keep saying this proverb. And so God declares something for these people. He says, as I live, this proverb shall no more be used by you in Israel. So no one gets to say this anymore. Because here's the reality in verse 4. Because God says, all souls are mine, the soul of the Father as well as the soul of the Son is mine. And the soul who sins shall die. So God sets this absolute standard for his people. If you sin, you die. If you eat the sour grape, you have your own teeth set on edge.
你自己吃了酸葡萄，你的牙会酸。
So the absolute standard for all of God's people is the one who sins dies.
所以在神面前的绝对标准就是谁犯罪谁死。
So in case these people don't get it, God gives them what I call three case studies or three examples.
就怕这些人没有听清楚，所以这边神这边给他们三个例子。
So the first case study, number one in verse 5.
那第一个就是从第五节开始。
So he says, okay, if a man is righteous and does what is just and right,
就人若是公义且行正直与合理的事,
and then in between there's a lot of examples of what it means to do the right thing or a just thing.
那接下来举了很多例子,什么是正直跟合理的事。
You probably know these, don't worship idols.
那你肯定也知道这些,不要敬拜假神。
Don't commit adultery.
不要行淫。
Don't oppress or rob anybody.
也不要抢夺人的东西。
Feed the poor, clothe the naked.
要将食物给饥饿的人, 把衣服给赤身的人。
Follow God's laws and be faithful.
遵守神的公道律例典章。
So God says, if this man does righteous and what is right and just, he will surely live.
他说这个人如果做了这些事情, 他是公义的, 他必定存活。
Okay, that sounds fair. Everyone can accept that, right?
听起来很公平，所以大家都可以接受，是不是？
You do the right thing, you don't get to die.
你做了好事，你做正常该做的事情，你就不会死。
If you honor God, God allows you to live.
如果你将荣耀归给神的话，神就让你存活。
If you didn't sin, you won't die.
如果你没有犯罪的话，你就不会死。
So the second case study, he says, okay, what if this man fathers a son who is violent?
那第二个个案就是到第十节这边说，如果有一个人生了一个儿子，他是强盗呢？
And he basically does the complete opposite of what his dad did.
他完全做了他跟他父亲相反的事。
Commits adultery, worships idols.
他有犯了奸淫，而且他拜偶像。
Steals from people.
他也偷别人的东西。
Doesn't obey God's law.
他完全不遵守神的律例。
Doesn't care about God.
他也完全不理神。
God says, well, okay, obviously that person will not live.
那这边神说,
he's done all these abominations, he shall surely die.
他做了这一切可证的事,
his blood shall be upon himself. So this man is responsible for his own sinful actions.
所以这个人他要对他自己所犯的罪来, 承担他一切的过犯。
Okay, now the third thing. Now the third case. The third.
那第三个个案。
All right, now let's say this sinful man decides to have a child for whatever reason.
那这样说，这一个很坏的这个人呢，他决定要一个孩子。
And this child grows up and he looks at his father and goes, I am definitely not going to be like that.
他长大看到他父亲所做的一些恶事，他说我完全我不要像他一样。
I will not live that way.
我不要过一样的生活。
And so I'm going to do the opposite way. He doesn't do the right thing.
那我要做相反的事情，说我要做一切正义、公正。
And God says, "Very good. He shall not die for his father's iniquity."
所以他这边就说，神就说那很好，他不会因为他父亲的过犯而死。
He shall surely live.
他会存活。
But his father, again, because he's sinful, did all these things, he will die for his iniquity.
但是他的父亲因为他做了这一切罪恶的事情，他要因着自己的所行的罪恶而死。
So God gives three clear examples of what it means to do the right thing and what will happen.
所以神这里给了三个很清楚的例子，什么是该做，什么不该做，结果会是什么。
It should be fair, right? These people complain that they could do anything,but they suffer because of what their fathers did.
神说的东西很公平，因为这些人相信说，不管他们做什么，都是因为他们父亲父辈所做的罪，让他们所现在遭受这一切的刑罚。
So God says, okay, that's not going to happen. Everyone will be responsible for their own thing.
但是神说不会，这样不会发生这样的事情。每一个人会因为他自己所行的而受到该受的结果。
Do you think God's people are okay with that?
那你想神的子民可以？可以接受这一点吗？
They should say, okay, thank you, God, thank you for hearing us, right?
那也，我们大家听到可能会想说，他们会说，好，谢谢神啊，你谢谢你跟我听到我们的祷告，谢谢你告诉我们。
It's okay. We saw a lot of time in our sermon left, so of course they didn't, right?
就好像我们常常听到的故事，他们当然他们没有。
So they raised two objections, two complaints again.
他们就提出两点反对神所说的。
So in verse 19, they say, hey, why should not the son suffer for the iniquity of the father?
那 why?
Yeah, verse 19, yeah.
19节说，你们还说儿子为何不担当父亲的罪孽呢？
Yeah, I got confused too when I read it. Because isn't that what they were complaining about earlier?
这不是他们之前在抱怨的事吗？
Yeah, why would they object to God doing the correct thing?
为什么他们对于神所提出来这个正确的事，他们会提出反对的意见？
Why are they complaining about this again?
为什么他们又提出一个相同的抱怨？
And I think it's because, and the deeper issue is because they don't want to be held accountable for their own sin.
我想一个很重要的一点是，他们不希望他们所做的罪，他为了他们自己所做的罪，他们承担后果。
So it's so much easier to blame somebody else for other people's problems, right?
因为那所以他们要来把这个罪过归在其他人的身上，这个是更容易的事情。
I'm innocent. I didn't do anything wrong. These people messed up.
Yeah, 都不是我的错，都是他们做错的。
But what happens when you mess up?
那可是当你做错的时候怎么办呢？
Oh, don't hold me accountable. You know, let somebody else worry about that. I'm okay.
Yeah, 不要算在我的身上，让其他人来承担这结果。
Yeah, so it's almost like they're asking God permission to sin so they don't have to suffer the consequence.
所以好像是他们要神给他们一个允许他们去犯罪，所以他们不需要承担这个罪的结果。
They hate being punished for their own sin.
他们不希望因为他们自己的罪而受到惩罚。
But they like the idea of blaming having other people be responsible for their sin.
但是同时他们又喜欢去责怪其他人所犯的罪，而使他们受苦。
And that is a really selfish and bad problem and attitude to have.
那这是一个很自私，是一个很不好的一个态度。
You know, the really sad reality of this world is that this is what a lot of people think.
你知道，在这个世界，一个很令人哀伤的一个事实，就是很多人都是这么想的。
So if you've ever studied philosophy or understand, things about like morals.
如果你有去读哲学，或者是去看这个世上的一些道德观的话
，There's a concept called moral relativism.
有一个概念叫做一个相对的道德理论。
What's true for you might not be true for me.
对你来说是对的事情， 对，不见得对我是对的。
I get to determine what's right or wrong.
我自己来可以来决定什么是对的，什么是不对的。
It's relative to my own experience.
那任何的标准都是因我个人的经验来定的。
But the problem with that is it falls apart very quickly when you ask just the next person.
那可是这个问题很大的一个问题就是当你问了另外一个人的时候，这个概念什么是对的，什么是不对的，马上就。
So one generation can say to themselves, I can sin because the next generation will suffer. But the next generation will say, hey, that's not fair. I want to sin too and not suffer. But I want you to punish the generation before. So everybody changes their morals whenever they want to. And God declares, no, my word is unchanging. This is how it will be.
但是神说，不，我的话语，我的世界观不会改变的。
So he creates,
这个是我告诉你的是什么？
He creates an absolute standard.
所以神设立了一个绝对的一个标准。
And he repeats that in verse 19.
在十九节他又重复了。
When the son has done what is just and right, he shall surely live.
儿子行正直与合理的事，遵行一切的律例的事，他必定存活。
And the soul who sins shall die.
而犯罪的他必定死亡。
The son shall not suffer for the iniquity of the father, nor the father suffer for the iniquity of the son.
儿子必不担当父亲的罪孽，父亲也不担当儿子的罪孽。
The righteousness will be, of the righteous will be on himself, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be on himself.
一人的善果必归自己，恶人的恶报也必归自己。
And so this is absolute and cannot be changed.
所以这个是绝对的，不能改变的。
So maybe you might thinking, wait,That sounds really hard to do.
那也许你想说，等等，这个听起来很难去做。
Because what if I've been doing the right thing and I just mess up one time?
你想说我一直以来都做正确的该做的事情，我就那么一次我出了差错。
You know, every huge summer camp, I have to enforce this silly rule.
那每年我们的这 huge camp 在青少年的营会。每年周主任都要去强调有一个听起来很有点蠢的一个规定。
I feel like all the parents are already nodding their heads. Yes, yes, good rule, good rule. No, you don't even know what the rule is.
在座很多的家长可能都已经点头说，这是该做的。
So basically, I let the youth keep their phones for the whole week of camp.
然后在青少年在营会当中，我让周主任让他们有他们的电话。
And they can use it to take pictures and add new friends.
然后他们在这个过程当中，他们可以用电话去照相，可以去加这个认识新的朋友，可以加在他们的朋友圈里。
If me or a counselor have a message we need to send to the whole group, they have that information. They can get that text.
那如果 counselor 要需要来通知联络这些在参加营会的青少年，他就可以发短简讯给他们，大家可以收到。
There's only one time where you cannot use your phone.
我告诉这些青少年，只有一个时候你。
Don't you dare take it out because you will suffer for that consequence.
告诉他们说，只有这个时候你不能把电话拿出来。你拿出来的话呢，你就要承担这个后果。
Anybody know what that time is?
大家知不知道什么时候？
Worship. Very good. Very good. You guys are very mature. I'm proud of you. Worship service, right? When the preacher is, when the pastor is preaching and the worship team is leading music.
在崇拜过程当中，他们在唱敬拜的诗歌，或者在前面牧师在讲道的时候。
That time should be completely devoted to God. Don't take out your phone and distract yourself.
在那个时间，这些青少年应该完全的专心在神的身上，所以不要把电话拿出来让他们分心。
I don't care if you have a Bible app, get a real Bible.
那我告诉他们说，我不管你电话上面是不是有这个手机的这个软件。
I don't care if you.
拿一个带一本圣经。
Yes, yes. I don't care if you take notes on your phone. Get a real pen and notebook.
那我也不管你是不是在手机上面做笔记。你拿出你的笔，在你的笔记本上做笔记。
It doesn't matter what reason your whole family could be on fire. Don't take out your phone.
所以不管任何的理由，即使你家里被烧了，也不要把电话拿出来。
You will find out after service ends.
崇拜结束之后呢，你就会发现什么事发生了。
And we'll pray for you, right?
那我们会祷告，替你祷告。
So They're pretty good because if I see one person, everybody gets their phone taken away.
那他们都还不错的，因为我只要我看到一个青少年拿出他的手机，所有人的手机我都没收。
So they were doing pretty good for the first two days of camp, three days of camp. Sorry.
在这个营会当中呢，他们前三天都挺不错的。
And on the last night, the last worship service.
那在最后一天，最后一个晚上的崇拜。
We were all sitting in a balcony, and the stage, you have to look to your right. Everyone has to kind of face right to look at the stage.
那时候我们坐在那个二楼的看那个看台上头，每一个人就是要等于是往右边才能看到台那个前面的前台。
And I noticed in this corner,
我就发现在最左边一个角落
，a couple of heads were turned the opposite direction.
我看到几个人他们的头是转另外一个方向的。
And they were looking down.
他们眼睛是往下看。
And so I just thought, okay, I'll give them a chance to put it away. Maybe that's just very quick, right?
然后我想说，我给他们一个机会，他们也许就很快的，他们就把它收起来。
And there's like it's a dark auditorium. There's like this one glowing light in that corner.
那你应该知道，在整间是暗暗的，就那边有一个发光的东西在那。
Right. The light of the world. No, I'm just kidding. Oh. So I stand up. I'm standing behind them.
所以周主任就站起来，就站在他们的后
面。And I think like, oh, I'm a tall guy. They're just.Little kids, like they should feel the presence of and fear, right? Right. So.
要说很高，站在他们后面，他们都是小孩嘛，所以他们应该可以感受到那个压力。
They're still looking at the phone.
他们还是继续看着电话。
There's like text and stickers, and I'm like, this cannot be biblical. Like.
他们在发简讯，而且有那个贴纸啊。所以说这一定不是跟圣经有关的。
Maybe if I stick out my hand, they'll see a giant hand coming for their phone and put it away.
我想说，可能我把手伸过去，他们看到一个大手过来，他们可能会注意。
Yeah, they still kept looking at it.
他们还是继续看。
And like, there's a giant hand reaching for this phone.
一个巨大的手要来抓了，要来拿这个电话，他们仍然继续在上头看。
It's bigger than their phone, and I was like, I even made a noise too.
Yeah, 周主任还发出声音来警告他们。
They were just so stuck on their phone.
但是他们那么的专注，他们就完全的专注在电话上。
You know, when they only looked up is when they saw their phone go up in the air.
他们唯一抬头的时候，就是他们发现他们电话开始。抬起来了，被拿走了。
The fear and the anxiety and they're like, oh no, I know what I did.
Yeah, 但是你马上可以看到他们脸上他们的这个恐惧，还有这个紧张，因为他们知道他们做错事。
There's a second part to the story, but maybe I'll save it another time.
这个故事还有后半段，我下次再说。
If you have kids who went to this view, you can ask them, hey, can you share that story of what happened?
那如果你在座有孩子有去参加青少年营会的话，你可以问你的孩子说这个故事后半段发生什么事。
I hope they tell the correct version of the story. There's an important lesson that happened that night.
希望他们告诉你是告诉你那个正确的这个信息，因为他们在当中学了一个很重要的功课。
Yeah. So what happens if you sin and mess up just one time?
所以如果我们就是那么一次犯了罪，犯了罪怎么办呢
？I mean, you deserve to die, right?
那你应该死，对不对？
That's really drastic, but God is a fair and just God.
那听起来好像很严重。不，我们的神是一个公平而且公义的神。
In verse 21, he says, if a wicked person turns away from all their sins, and does what is just and right, he shall surely live. He shall not die.
所以恶人若回转离开所行的一切罪恶，遵守我一切的律例，行正直与合理的事。他必定存活，不致死亡。
So right away, we already have an answer to that question. What is repentance?
所以马上我们就已经有一个答案，什么是悔改
？It is literally turning away from your sin and keeping God's law of what is right and just.
那很直接的就是我们回转，不看我们的不在我们的罪当中，回转行正直合理的事。
Yeah, turn away from that phone and look at the pastor preaching, right?
那就是离开手机。然后转向在讲道的牧师。
Or you need to look at your own life and turn away from that sin and look towards God.
或者是我们在我们生命当中，我们来看到我们所犯的罪，我们就离开罪恶，转向我们的神。
And God says in verse 23, "Have I any pleasure in the death of the wicked?" declares the Lord God.
二十三节说，恶人死亡岂是我喜悦的吗？不是喜悦他回头离开所行的道存活吗
？And not rather that he should turn from his way and live.
是喜悦他。回头离开所行的道存活吗
？And see, God doesn't want to see His people just die because they did something wrong.
所以神不是他并不喜欢说，因为他的子民做错了事，他的子民就要死。
But rather, He desires His people to have a chance to turn away and to live.
而是他希望他的子民能够有机会回转，而能够存活。
You would think God's people would be okay with this by now, right?
你想说神的子民应该听到这些应该 都接受了吧？
There's still one more objection.
其实在这里面还看到还有一个反对的
声音。And they say in verse 20, the way of the Lord is not just.
他们还说第二十五节，主的道不公平。
They don't think it's fair still.
他们还是不觉得神的道是公平的。
Maybe there's still bitterness that their fathers ate sour grapes.
也许他们仍然在因为他们父亲所吃的酸葡萄，他们心里面仍然有这苦毒。
These people deserve to be punished for that mistake they made.
他们说这些人应该要因为他们所犯的罪而接受惩罚，不是我。
But like I said, these people are forgetting the bigger picture.
我想要提到的是这些人他忘记了这个大的一个图画。
But because if they commit the sin, they have a chance.
如果他们自己犯罪，他们有还仍然有机会。
They have a chance to repent too.
他们也有机会能够悔改。
They're just so focused on what they want.
但是他们就是那么的注意他们想要的东西。
To punish other people?
去惩罚其他人。
That doesn't seem just at all.
那这一点一点都不公平。
So that's why God says, "Is my way not just?" No, it is not. Is not your ways that are not just?
那神就对他们说，是我的道岂不公平吗？是你们的道才不公平。
And therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways.
所以耶和华说，以色列家，我必按你们个人所行的审判你们。
So there's only one standard and one conclusion for all this.
所以只有一个标准，一个结论。
It is to repent and turn from all your transgressions, lest iniquity be your ruin.
就是要回转，离开所犯的一切罪恶、罪过，这样罪孽必不使你们败亡。
To turn from your sin, so that you will not die. So earlier our question, what is repentance?
所以我们刚刚一开始问的问题，到底悔改是什么？
It is to turn away, but it is also to cast away all those transgressions that you made it.
就是回转，但是同时也离弃所有我们所做的恶事。
And it said, make yourself a new heart and new spirit.
那做一个新心跟心灵。
When King David sinned against God by taking someone else's wife and then having that man killed,
当这个大卫王他犯罪了，他去把
Bathsheba, right?
对，他娶了八十八，而且把他的先生给杀了。
God punished him by essentially letting his son die out of the son that he born out of the adultery.
那神给他的惩罚就是他在这个犯奸淫所生的儿子，让他死亡。
So he punished the father by allowing the son to die.
所以他对于这个父亲的惩罚是他允许他的儿子死亡。
And David knew he had to repent from all those sins he committed.
那大卫他知道说他需要为了他所有所犯的罪。
He had to turn away from all the things that he did and turn towards God. And that's why in the psalm he writes this prayer and this cry out to God. He says, Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Because repentance is not just you look at your sin and you say, Okay, I just won't look at it anymore. But you literally look the opposite direction. You desire new things instead of those things. Your attitude is to do the right thing for God. Not the right thing for yourself. You know, at this retreat I went to,
在周主任去的这个退休会,
there was a time when the pastor, he asked other pastors in the room to come up to the front.
那在这个当中, 这个牧师他邀请其他的牧师一直到前面去。
So he said their English pastor to come up.
他就请他们的英文牧师到前头。
Then he said, okay, and I'd like Pastor Eric to come up.
那他也说，我就要希望 Eric 牧师来到前面。
And I asked, who's Pastor Eric? And I looked around.
他就想说谁是 Pastor Eric?
And I forget because Korean people are very formal and they call anyone who preaches and teaches ministry a pastor.
所以在韩国教会呢，他们都很，他们叫每一个人，每一个讲道的人都叫他牧师。
So I was like, oh, he's talking about me because I'm the only Eric. Yeah.
我想才想到说，原来他是在叫我，因为我是当中唯一一个 Eric。
And I walked up and I thought maybe he'll give me weird looks if it's not me. So, but he didn't.
走上去的时候，他想说他可能给我一个脸色，因为其实不是我。
But it was me.
结果是。
So I stood there and I didn't think anyone was really going to come up and pray. Maybe because I'm too Baptist to do that. So.
我在前面站着，我在想说，但不会有人来到前面我替他祷告，因为你在浸信会好像常常这种事不常发生。
But one by one, a lot of these young adults walked up to each of the pastors to share something they need a prayer for.
可是很奇妙，是一个接一个，这些很多的年轻人就来到前面，到了这些牧师的前面，分享他们的生命，分享他们的生活状况，而且希望牧师替他祷告。
And some of them were friends I've had for a while, and some were very new. I just met that weekend.
那当中有一些是 Eric 之前就认识的，不过也有一些是那一个周末他才第一次碰到。
And the first one comes up and said, "I need prayer because I feel like I've been faithless."
那第一个上来就说我需要祷告，因为我觉得我完全没有信心。
I don't feel anything when I come to church.
那我来到这个教会，每次来教会崇拜，我什么感觉都没有。
I just feel dead inside in my relationship with God.
在我心里面，我觉得我跟神的关系是死的。
I don't really feel joy when I come to serve.
我来服侍的时候一点也没有喜乐。
And I prayed for him.
所以 Eric 就替他祷告。
And then the next person came.
然后第二个人又上来。
And this person said, I feel really depressed a lot.
我觉得我的情绪很低落。
And I have suicidal thoughts.
我心里面有自杀的倾向。
And I take pictures and selfies so people can notice me.
那我照相，照我自己的自拍，然后放在网络上，所以别人可以注意到我。
But I just don't know what the point of living is.
那但是我对于生命的存活的价值。
So,
一点都没有价值。
I prayed for that person too.
所以 Eric 也替那位祷告。
And then the next person came.
然后又接下来又下一位。
I need prayer because I have a girlfriend.
我需要祷告，因为我有一个女朋友。
And I have a lot of lust towards her.
那我对于我这个女朋友，我有很多的情欲。
And we don't know where we are in this relationship.
我不知道我们在这个关系里面会走到哪里。
And we don't really know what we're doing.
我们也不知道我们在干嘛。
And we spend a lot of time together.
但是我们花了很多时间在一块。
And I won't share any more details.
其他的东西我们就不说。
But I pray for that person too.
那 Eric 替那位祷告。
And the next person came.
下一位又上来。
I feel really prideful of what I do at church.
那我为我在教会所做的事情，我觉得我很 prideful.
Prideful. Yeah, sure. I because I'm in a leadership position.
因为我在教会是在一个领导的一个角色。
I'm in charge of a group.
那我是带领小组的人。
I'm in charge of a council.
我是带领这个教会的商讨会。
And I need God to break my heart and make me humble.
我希望神能够来破碎我的心，让我可以在他面前能够谦卑。
And I need God to make me humble before him and his authority.
我希望神能够让我在他神的面前能够谦卑，而且遵守神。
And I hate my pride, so help me pray to be humble.
我真的恨恶我自己的骄傲，所以替我祷告，让我可以谦卑。
And just people after people just coming with really deep, serious problems.
所以就一个接一个，这些人上来，他每一个人心里，每一个人都上来都有一个很深刻的问题。
Insecurities and fears and worries.
当中有恐惧，有不安全感。
Things that they struggle with.
有担心，也有事情是他们在挣扎的。
Things that they are tempted by.
那也有他们所受引诱的东西。
Things they don't want to do, but they can't help themselves, but they keep doing the wrong thing.
有很多事是他们不想做的，但是他们却没有办法控制自己不去做。
And I believe it is.Because God is instilling in their heart to create a clean heart within them, to renew the right spirit, to repent and turn away from all those things, to cry out to God that we want to live in His righteousness.And no longer in our own selfish desires.
不在我们自己自私，在我们的罪犯、罪恶当中。
And that's why we prayed for a really, really long time.
就是我们为什么在那边祷告，祷告了很久。
And you might be thinking, well, I understand what is repentance.
你也许想说，我知道悔改是什么意思。
And maybe you have your own ideas of why you need to repent.
你也许心里面有一些想法，你为什么需要悔改？
Why do I need to repent?
为什么我需要悔改呢？
And yeah, maybe it is because you have to turn away from your sin.
那也许是因为你有罪，所以你需要远离罪。
Maybe it's time to stop doing the wrong thing and do the right thing and follow God.
也许现在就是时候，是你停止做你不该做的事情，而回转归向神。
But I think the answer is much simpler than that.
那我想，可是我想这个答案是比这个更简单。
Simply, I believe the biblical answer of why you need to repent.
我想圣经里面给我们一个答案，为什么我需要悔改
？It's because God doesn't want you to die for your sin.
因为神不希望我们死。
See, in Ezekiel 18:32, God has no pleasure in the death of anyone.
以西结书第十八章三十二节，主耶和华说，我不喜悦那死人之死。
So turn and live.
所以回头而存活。
So it's not about just doing the right thing.
所以不是做正该做正确的事。
It's not about just giving up on a sinful lifestyle.
或者是放弃那个在最终的生活。
But it is to obey the will and desire of God.
而是去遵守神的心意。
For his people to turn and live.
所以让他的子民回头而存活。
And I think this should bring us a new appreciation for very familiar verses that we all know and love.
所以我想这一点会让我们对于我们已经很熟悉的一段经文，我们有一个新的感受。
See, in John 3:16, everyone probably is familiar with this verse.
在约翰福音三章十六节，大家都很熟的。
But think about this with an attitude of what repentance and God's desire is.
但是你现在从神，从我们刚刚所学到的这个悔改的意义，再来看这段经文。
God loved the world so much.
因为神这么爱这个世人。
He gave his only son.
他将他的独生子赐给他。
That whoever believes in him should not die, but have eternal life.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
You see, God knows we are messed up.
神知道我们是很糟糕的。
We could sin one time, 10 times, 100 times.
不管是一犯罪是一次、十次、一百次。
We do a devotional and we could sin the rest of the day.
我们可以一天早上来做这个灵修，但是我们整天在犯罪。
We could come to church and then go home and be angry at our family.
我们可能来到教会来崇拜，可能回家之后对我们的家人生气。
We could lust others or hate other people.
我们可能爱一些人，但是却恨恶其他人。
Maybe we have a huge gossip problem. I don't know.
我们也许我们有很多的这个喜欢说闲话的这个问题。
Maybe you are greedy and you want more.
也许你心里面想要很多东西，一直不断的要去追求事物。
Maybe you are really prideful of what you do for church.
也许你对于你在教会所做的事情，也是很骄傲。
And all of these mean that we deserve to die for those thoughts and actions.
所有这些提到的意思，就是我们其实都配得。
But God has given us a great and beautiful chance to repent.
但是神却给我们一个很美的机会，让我们可以回转悔改。
To fulfill God's desire for us to live, all we need to do is believe in who Jesus is.
那我们唯一要做的事情就是我们相信耶稣基督是
谁。Who lived a perfect life without flaw or fail.
他在地上过了一个完美圣洁的生活，没有任何的罪。
And yet he took the punishment of our sins upon himself.
但是他却承担了我们所有人的罪。
And he put it on the cross and died for it.
他死在十字架上面。
And one of my favorite verses I would like to share with you is John 6:23.
那 Eric 要跟大家分享他最喜欢的一段经文是约翰福音。
And see,
第六章二十三节。
The wages of sin is death.
罪的工价乃是死。
The thing about this is you have to work towards your own death.
要知道这句话是我们需要我们为着我们的死而工作。
It's not like you accidentally sin. Oh, that's too bad.
这不是说我们不小心错了，不小心犯罪了，太糟了。
No, you intentionally did something to offend God.
而是我们刻意的去做了一些事情去违反神。
It pains me to admit that every time I sin, I knew what I was doing.
那其实每一次我犯罪的时候，其实我都知道我在做什么。
That I had so many chances to stop right there and not do it. There were so many warning signs from the Holy Spirit. What are you doing? Stop.
圣灵给我们很多的警告，说为什么你不停？
Turn away.
回转吧。
And I kicked down that door and just said, nope, I'm going to sin instead.
但是我却把这个门踢开说不，我要继续犯罪。
You have to actively work towards your own death.
我们是很主动的一直去让我们自己死。
But yet, if we turn away from that and instead accept a free gift of God,
但是当我们愿意回转的时候，我们却领受到神那免费的礼物。
You don't have to work or do anything to accept the free gift of God.
我们不需要去工作或者去努力而得到这个免费的礼物。
You just believe in the eternal life Christ Jesus our Lord has given us.
我们就只需我们只需要需要做的只是相信，而且让我们回转。在我们生命当中回转来归向耶稣基督。
And so I hope that today, we would all understand what repentance is.
所以希望我们今天我们大家都明白悔改是什么。
And why we need to repent.
而且为什么我们需要悔改。
So I pray that we would all turn and live.
所以我这边的祷告是我们都回转得生。
So let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
And Father God, we thank you for being a God who is just and right.
天父，我们感谢你，因为你是那圣洁公义的神。
That you set the standards for us to obey.
你设下了这些标准，让我们可以来跟随。
And God, even when we fall short, you've given us a chance to live.
就即使是我们亏缺了你的荣耀，你还是仍然给我们机会，让我们可以存活。
That you loved us and gave us your only Son, Jesus.
你爱我们，甚至将你的独生子都赐给我们。
And that we can accept this free gift and have eternal life in you.
我们可以接受这免费的礼物而得到永生。
By the acceptance, we accept your desire for us to live.
当我们接受了这个礼物的时候，我们也接受你给我们的一个，你所对我们的渴望。
We fulfill your will for us to live.
那我们也能够完成你的心愿。
Father,
得到这永生。
Father, I pray for our church to be humble before you, Lord.
就替我们的教会祷告，希望我们教会整个的教会都可以在你面前谦卑。
That as a community, we would hold each other accountable as well.
在这个我们整个教会，我们可以彼此来督促。
That we would encourage one another to turn away from our sin.
我们也彼此鼓励，让我们可以远离罪恶。
To work together and live towards you.
我们能够一起努力，能够来归向你。
To live for you alone, God.
也单单为你而活。
So thank you, Lord, for your word.
我们为你的话语而感谢你。
Thank you for the scripture to teach us these truths.
也谢谢你的话语来教导我们真理。
Thank you for repentance and knowing what to do.
也谢谢你赐给我们机会能够悔改，而且知道怎么样来做。
And thank you for the gift of life through your Son Christ Jesus.
也谢谢你爱子耶稣基督所给我们这生命的礼物。
And so all this we pray in His name.
这些奉一切的祷告都是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.